time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Justin Matabike met with the media following the Ravens' blowout win over the Seahawks on Sunday.
All right, Justin, six straight games with at least a half a sack. That's a Ravens franchise record. What does it mean to you to now be in the record books for this franchise?
It means a lot. You know, I've developed so much being a part of the Ravens and just growing as a man and as a player, as a person. So to be able to keep working and see it pay off is definitely just even above a dream come true. It's just I can't put it into words, but we got to keep hunting. You know what I mean? We have a rival opponent coming up next week, so we're going to celebrate for 24 hours and then get back to work. That's just how it goes. So,
yeah. Justin, what kind of level is this defense playing at collectively right now?
A high level. I mean, y'all saw it. We just have a lot of guys on our team that really love each other and really want to go out there and hunt for each other. And we just execute the game plan that Mike calls and we just execute to a T, try to get the quarterback uncomfortable, try to shut down the run, and that's usually how you change dynamics of the game. That's what we did today.
Personally, do you feel something different, like on game day? Is it coming easier for you? How do you explain it?
I think it's just experience and just believing in myself and believing in my teammates and just having each other back, playing for the love of your teammates and just playing for the love of the game and wanting to get a win, you know what I mean? You know, you definitely don't want to lose at the home stadium. You know what I mean? We had a bad taste in our mouth playing against the Cardinals. We did, even though we won the game, as a defense, we could have tackled better. We could have done better. So we came into this place in the bank with a little bad taste in our mouth, and we definitely wanted to show these Seahawks who the big boss is today. So this is what it was.
Just when the pass rush is cranked up the way that you guys were today, what kind of impact is that? Do you see that has on an offense?
Huge, huge. You know, it kind of disrupts our confidence. It disrupts our plan. It gets us juiced up, hyped up, and it gets Lamar and the offensive line to get cooking, you know what I mean, with some confidence. So it's huge. It's absolutely huge. It changes the dynamics of the game. So.
Justin, we've seen a couple of times after some of these wins where the defensive guys have said that they weren't satisfied or they weren't happy with the performance. Did you get the sense you guys were happy with today's performance?
I would say so. There were some guys that you said that weren't happy with their performance, you said?
Not today, but just in some of the past. Like you mentioned the Arizona one and even after the Lions' late touchdowns.
Yeah. When you perform like that in those games, you know what I mean, it kind of propels you, I could say, for like you to have a dominant like edge or like motivation for the next game. You know, I feel like that's what it was today. I feel like everybody played outstanding. Gino, Kyle, PQ, I mean, everybody, really. I can name everybody. Y'all be here forever. But, you know, I think we just played really good as a defense and disrupted their confidence on offense in Seattle.
On Sunday, you know, Ravens playing Browns. Browns obviously think they might have the best defense in the NFL. I think you guys probably feel the same way. Do you think Sunday's game could go a long way to determining who might have the best defense?
You know, I talk with my pads, you know what I mean? But I definitely have confidence on our side. Let's just say that, you know what I mean? 100%.
Can you describe the swagger of this defense right now?
Confident. We talk that smack a little bit, you know, but we talk after we hit you in the mouth, you know what I mean? And we just let you know that we're coming all day. I mean, we're bringing it all day. So I would just say just believing in each other and just taking it one play at a time.
Justin, I'm not just describing it as a bunch of a-holes, to paraphrase.
You said that, not me. You know what I mean? Gino said that? Okay, I'm with Gino. Yeah, we went to a-holes, I'm saying, trying to play smash mouth football. That's just what the Raven defense is about. That's what we're here for, and that's what we're doing. So we're just taking it one day at a time. So,
Justin, how big was the sequence been, the way the back-to-back sacks after the fumble late in the first half?
Yeah.
Not only you guys make a stop, but you put the offense in a position to get points.
Let me say this. I started with big Trav with that batted ball. You know what I mean? Their offense out there are going to start cooking, and Travis disrupted that with the batted ball. So it's 2nd and 10. Kyle gets a sack. It's 3rd and 15 or something like that, and then he gets a strip sack, and then offense get the ball. I mean, that's just that's our defense. That's our standard. You know what I mean? We just got to keep bringing it every single game. So that's just what it is, taking it one day at a time. So.
Justin, how critical has it been to have guys on this defense that can really step up any given Sunday? Because every week I feel like it's someone different.
It's huge. Everybody that plays, whether you're a starter or whether you're a backup, like you're here for a reason, and just like you're a baller, and we have that confidence within each other. They know that, we know that. So I'm just happy to just be a part of some guys that love each other and ready to hunt on Sundays. That's just what it is. Win games.
Justin, a number of you guys have used the word dominant. Yeah. You want to dominate. Yeah. This is a hard league.
It is.
It's hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What does it take to do that? How have you been able to do that against some pretty tough opponents when you look at both Detroit and now Seattle?
I would just say, obviously taking care of the little things, like taking care of your body, this, that, and the third, staying healthy. And also when you're healthy, believing your teammates, executing the game plan, doing your 111, doing your job, and just rallying to the ball, hustling, and just playing with your head on fire, man. It's just when you're in that zone, bro, you can't stop. You got to keep going until the clock goes 0-0. So.